Weather forecasters say the risk of flash floods is fading in southwestern Utah after waves swept 18 people to their deaths on Monday. And forecasters are already looking to prevent future tragedies. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Monday's flash floods were Utah's deadliest weather disaster ever. Randy Graham doesn't want to see that record broken. He leads the National Weather Service office in Salt Lake City, and he was headed to Hilldale Wednesday to meet with community leaders.
One thing that we really want to focus in on as we look at this tragic event is the communication aspect.
Graham's office issued warnings about flash floods hours before the massive waves of storm runoff killed members of a polygamous family in Hilldale and a group of canyoneers in Zion National Park. But Graham says the challenge is making sure people get the alerts they need to stay out of danger.
The issuance of the warning is only one part of it, but the key is that the people on the other end are taking an action based on that threat.
A Weather Service rain gauge in Hilldale showed stormwater surged in the mid-afternoon Monday. Another downpour 90 minutes later doubled water levels in the creek bed to 6 feet in just 10 minutes. David Rankin is a Southern Utah storm chaser who says deaths from flash floods are preventable.
There's a takeaway message. It's if you're going to go out and try and watch flash floods or be anywhere near these things, you have to respect the power of the water.
Agriculture officials said Wednesday that southwestern Utah has already received double the normal monthly rain for September in just 2 weeks. Judy Faze, KUER News.